I am so excited to share some wonderful news about the Unique Calling Mentorship Program. As you know, I've been talking about this mentorship program for the past several weeks. It is so good. And I have a special offer for you today. The other four Christian coaches and I had a meeting, and we decided that we really want to help you to get from where you are to where you want to be. And we know that the Unique Calling Mentorship is just the way to get there. We know it's valuable. We know it's worth every penny and more, but we also know that you need help getting started. But you're completely spent out. You have poured money into everyone else but yourself. And we know it's hard to invest when you just don't know what is inside a membership like this. We also know with the current economic landscape that everything is more expensive and prices just continue to rise. And we also know that it's scary to spend money on you and to not be sure if it will even work. But we believe it will. But you may still be on the fence. You need to earn money from home, but should you spend money on yourself right now? Should you take a chance on another membership and then end up not even using it? Will this coaching work for you? We want to see you thriving. So we did our part and created an introductory offer for our founding members. We are at the ground level of building this program, and it's really amazing. We continue to add more content, more training, more workshops, and it's only going to get better from here. And we know 100% that you will not regret joining us. However, because this is a new program and we want to offer you a founding member price, until April 30th, we are offering it for $47 a month. Yes, you heard that right. The Unique Calling Mentorship is only $47 a month as long as you are a member. You even have the option to pay for an entire year and save even more. What does that include? It includes 5 life coaches, a training portal with workshops, workbooks, and me as your main coach, all for only $47 a month. That's less than $2 a day. And one thing's for certain, you will not regret this decision. But if you do, you have 7 days for a full refund and you can cancel the membership at any time. So are you ready to finally reach your dreams of working from home so that you can focus on your faith and family? Join us today as a founding member. Remember, the doors close on April 30th and they will not open again until July 1st, at which time the investment price will increase. So no matter where you are at in your journey, we are here to help you to get from where you are to where you want to be. Check the show notes for the link, and I can't wait to see you in the mentorship. Over the past several weeks, we have talked about 4 of the 5 personality types from the Work From Home personality quiz. You can head over to the show notes to find the link, and you can take that free quiz. We've talked about Remote Rebecca, Digital Deborah, Service Sarah, Freelance Felicity, and today we are going to talk about Creative Chloe, and we are going to learn how to make money from your hobby as a stay-at-home mom. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going to learn how to make money from your hobby as a stay-at-home mom. So embarking on this journey of monetizing your hobbies can be a game changer for a stay-at-home mom who's seeking to use her talents and passions and turn it into a money-making business. While the traditional roles of homemaking and childcare are undoubtedly rewarding, the prospect of generating income from activities you love can add a fulfilling element to your daily routine. In today's digital age, the opportunities for turning hobbies into income streams are endless. Whether you're an avid crafter, a skilled baker, talented artist, there's a market waiting to appreciate and pay for your creations. By tapping into the power of e-commerce platforms and social media, stay-at-home moms can turn their hobbies into a profitable business while maintaining the flexibility to prioritize faith and family. So there are 5 steps that I came up with to start making money with your hobby. Step number 1 is to find your uniqueness, which is also the first step on the Christian Work From Home Mom roadmap. So the first step to monetize your hobbies is to take a moment to reflect on your skills, your strengths, your passions, and your experience. Consider the activities that bring you joy, ignite your creativity, and give you a sense of fulfillment. Whether it's knitting cozy scarves, cultivating a bountiful garden, or designing beautiful jewelry, your passions hold the key to unlocking your entrepreneurial journey. While having a hobby holds value in itself, not all are equally suited for monetization. Taking stock of your skills, interests, and the market demand for your chosen hobby are essential. You need to conduct the research to gauge the potential profitability of your endeavors and identify niche opportunities that align with your strengths and interests. By selecting hobbies with a commercial value, you can maximize your earning potential and set yourself up for success. Assess market demand for your hobby by asking yourself, is there a demand for my product? Consider factors such as consumer preferences, trends, and competition to determine the feasibility of making money from your passions. Conduct market research by gathering feedback from potential customers and identify untapped opportunities to carve out your niche in the marketplace. And we'll talk more about niching down in a few minutes. Step number 2 is to explore various monetization avenues. So the question to ask yourself is, how will you sell your products? Once you've identified a market for your product, it's time to explore the many ways you can monetize your talents, from selling handmade products online to offering personalized services and workshops. The possibilities are endless. Explore different revenue streams, such as e-commerce platforms, freelancing gigs, and collaboration to diversify your income and maximize your earning potential. Let's talk a little bit about online selling platforms. In today's digital world, e-commerce platforms offer a convenient and accessible avenue for selling your products to a global audience. Whether you choose to set up your own website and online store or to utilize marketplaces such as Etsy, Shopify, and Amazon Handmade, the key is to leverage the power of this technology to reach your potential customer beyond the local market. When selecting an e-commerce platform, it's essential to consider factors such as user friendliness, customization options, fees, and target demographics. Choose a platform that will align with the nature of your hobby and offer the features and support that you need to showcase your products effectively. So step number 3 is to build your brand. So let's talk a little bit about defining your niche. In a crowded marketplace, finding your niche is essential to stand out and attract ideal customers. Define what sets your product and services apart from the competition and identify the unique value proposition that resonates with your target audience. Whether it's your distinct style, craftsmanship, or commitment to sustainability, highlighting your unique selling points can help you carve out a loyal customer base and command premium prices for your offerings. So how do you stand out in the crowded marketplace? With countless sellers trying to get attention online, it's crucial to differentiate yourself and capture the interest of potential customers. Invest in branding, storytelling, and visual aesthetics to create a cohesive and compelling brand identity that reflects your personality and your values. You can utilize social media, content marketing, and influencer partnerships to amplify your brand's reach and to engage your audience authentically. By building a strong and distinct brand presence, you can elevate your hobby business above the competition and attract the buyers that you're looking for. So, how do you create a captivating brand identity? Your brand identity is the cornerstone of your online presence, and it plays a pivotal role in shaping perceptions and attracting customers. You may want to invest in professional branding, such as logos, color palettes, and fonts that reflect the essence of your brand and resonate with your target audience. By crafting a compelling brand story that communicates your passions, expertise, and commitment to quality, it will invite customers to connect with your journey on a deeper level. Social media platforms offer a powerful way to showcase your products, connect with your customers, and build a community around your brand. Identify the platform where your target audience spends the most time and create engaging content that highlights not only your products, but your creativity, your expertise, and the behind-the-scenes process. Utilize visual storytelling, customer testimonials, and interactive features to foster meaningful connections with your audience. This will also produce brand loyalty. By consistently sharing valuable content and engaging your followers, you can expand your reach, drive traffic to your online store, and ultimately increase your sales. One way to create compelling content is through visual storytelling. In this digital age, compelling visuals are essential for capturing attention, conveying your brand personality, and inspiring action. You may need to invest in high-quality photography, videography, and graphic design to showcase your products in the best light and to create a brand experience for your customers. Use storytelling to create emotion, to build authenticity that allow your customers to connect with your brand on a deeper level and to envision themselves as part of your story. Your content should provide value, spark curiosity, and foster meaningful interactions with your audience. By fostering a sense of community and dialogue, you can build trust and loyalty among your audience that will drive long-term growth and success in your online business. Step number four is to network and collaborate. Networking with fellow creators can provide valuable support, inspiration, and opportunities for growth. You can join online forums, social media groups, even local meetups that are dedicated to your hobby niche to connect with like-minded individuals, share resources, and exchange ideas. Participate in workshops, events, and conferences to expand your network and learn from industry experts and thought leaders. By cultivating genuine relationships with fellow artists, you can tap into a wealth of knowledge, support, and camaraderie that enrich your entrepreneurial journey and fuels the passion for your craft. I think many times we're hesitant to do this because this is our competition. There is such a big marketplace out there. Connecting with other like-minded creators will encourage you to keep going. Not only that, it amplifies your reach, enhances your credibility, and opens doors for new opportunities for exposure and growth. You can identify both influencers and bloggers within your niche who resonate with your brand and target audience. Reach out to them with personal pitches and proposals for collaboration, such as sponsored content, product reviews, or joint promotions. Okay, step number five is to stay consistent. Keep going. Don't give up. It will take a while for you to gain traction. You may not see sales right away, but you need to stay consistent and stay with it, and eventually the sales will come. And you also may have to tweak your products to reflect current trends and based on your customer feedback. This is probably the hardest step because when you first start out, you're so excited for people to buy your products, but many times it starts out with just crickets. Nobody's coming to your website. You don't have many page likes, and sometimes you feel like an imposter. But I am telling you, keep going. Everybody has to start from zero, including you. So when you follow these five steps and you stay consistent, you will see success. So let's just review these five steps to turning your hobby into a work-from-home business. Step number one was to find your uniqueness. Step number two was explore various monetization avenues. Step number three was to build your brand. Step number four was to network and collaborate. And step number five was to stay consistent. I got to thinking, if you have listened to all these deep dive episodes into the personality types, you may have noticed some common themes like I have. I tried to alliterate this with the letter N, so you'll have to tell me how I did. Number one, niching down is so important. no matter what personality type you are and what kind of work from home business you decide to pursue, niching down is so important. You cannot serve everyone. You need to find your people and find your corner of the market and stay in your lane. Number two, navigate. Navigate the market. Do your research on your market through both keyword research, social media research, and market research. You may remember that I talked about the Unique Calling Mentorship Program. I am getting ready to release a training all about keyword research and how to leverage it in your business, no matter what it is. The third N is networking. Networking and collaboration are essential. When I first started my online business, I tried to do it on my own. For some reason, I had it in my mind that if I reached out to other people in my niche, they were my competition and that somehow they would steal my customers. But that is simply not true. When you connect with people that are doing the same thing you are doing to build your business, you lift each other up. And that is also another reason why I am so passionate about the Unique Calling Mentorship. We are a group of Christians who encourage each other. We lift each other up. We want each person to be successful. And like I said earlier, the market is big enough for all of us. The fourth N is to never give up. In other words, staying consistent. And I just talked about that, but really that is another reason to network, because the people that you network with will keep you going. They'll give you tips along the way. They will encourage you not to give up. So that was niching down, navigating the market, networking, and never giving up. So I want to thank you so much for listening to this final deep dive into the five personality types. Please remember to check out the Unique Calling Mentorship, where we have a special price going until April 30th. If you have any questions, please reach out to me either on social media or by email. In the meantime, keep chasing your dreams while focusing on your faith and family. Thanks for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Christian Work From Home Mom podcast. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you can get weekly coaching from a certified life coach. The mentorship has a team of coaches who specialize in so many areas. Whether you need help starting or continuing your work from home journey, or you need help with confidence and boundaries, maybe you're struggling to find your calling. We have a team of coaches to help you with all of those areas plus more. This may be exactly what you are looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We can't wait for you to join us inside. There is a link in the show notes for more details. Finally, don't forget to take your quiz to discover your work from home personality. The link is also in the show notes. I will see you in the next episode, but until then, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.